What can be more difficult than this? James Smith. Nothing Impossible, 1861. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. Difficulties often crowd the believer's path, and trials line his way. Obstacles and opposition meet him at almost every turn. What to do at times he scarcely knows, for he has been disappointed so often, and is now so completely baffled, that his way is hedged up with thorns. Look whichever way he will, or to whatever quarter he may, there is something to discourage him and cast him down. It is of no use looking any way, or to anyone, but to the Lord. And while looking to him, it will be well to remember what the angel said to the Blessed Virgin to excite and strengthen her faith, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Look at the fact. There are no impossibilities with God. He can do as he will. He will do all that he has promised. He has promised to do all that you can need or even wisely desire. In Mary's case, much faith was required. It was exercised and honored. A virgin did bear a son. That son was free from all taint of sin. That son was divine. That divine son was the Savior of men. What can be more difficult than this? What should stagger us after this? Look at what God is. Look at his power and grace. Look at his wisdom and wealth. Look at his pity and compassion. Look at his greatness and glory. Look at what God has done in nature, by his power, in providence, by his wisdom, in redemption, by his grace. And looking at what God is and at what he has done, you must come to the conclusion, with God, nothing is impossible. Let us use this fact for our own benefit. Nothing shall be impossible with God. Not the conversion of that obstinate child, not that hardened husband, not that trying and degraded wife, not the restoration of that backslider, as low as he may have sunk and far as he may have gone, not the pardon of those sins, as great, glaring, and numerous as they may be, not the sanctification of that trouble, as deep, trying, and dreadful as it is, not the bringing of the greatest good out of that worst evil, though it may have alarmed and terrified you, not the perfecting of the soul in holiness, as sinful and polluted as it is at present. No, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Therefore cheer up, press on, take up your cross or burden afresh, and bear it after Jesus. Let this precious truth feed and strengthen your faith, that you may be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let it excite and animate your hope, that you may expect great things from God. Let it stimulate you in prayer, that you may ask largely of God, and ask with confidence too. Let it crush your fears, that you may press boldly on until you reach the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let it stir you up to exertion, for as nothing shall be impossible to God, so nothing shall be impossible to you, which you undertake with his sanction and with a view to his glory. Let it encourage and call forth praise, for how grateful and thankful we should be that our God can do all things, and therefore will do for us all that is necessary, both in life and death. Let us keep this sweet truth always in mind, and when cast down, chide our fears and excite our hope, saying, with God, nothing shall be impossible.